Dan, firstly, well, obvious question, why Steve?
Well, we had a little bit of time with this one, Tommy. In the last time we appointed a head coach, we pretty much had a week because we were banging season. So we had a bit of time. So we went through a long process, really, of understanding exactly what we wanted. And it was somebody who was an outstanding coach, somebody who had some knowledge of the Premier League, and someone who had been successful within the Premier League. And Steve very much ticked all those three boxes. He'd been on our radar for a while, but we didn't think we'd be able to get him because obviously he was at Liverpool, and we thought maybe our opportunity to get him would be a little bit slimmer. But then as soon as I'd heard that Kenny had gone, I suspected that there may have been a change. So it was something that that we wanted to do very, very quickly once we found out Steve's situation had changed slightly.
You know, a lot in the modern world, full of celebrity, everybody looks for the so-called big name. Now, you know, a lot of fans might have said, well, I'm a bit disappointed. But in terms of what he can bring to the club, in terms of the job, you know, according to people in the game, there's none better.
Yeah, he's got the reputation of an outstanding coach. I'm one of the best in the world, let alone in the country. And we have a structure at this club, Tom, where, you know, that primarily is the job of the head coach is to get those our squad of 22 players, obviously 11 on match days, ready for the game and to get as many points as possible. The rest of the stuff, the recruitment, the academy, the medical and the sports science, a lot of that is taken away. The rubbish, you know, a lot of the things that need sifting. So Steve very much really only needs to get involved in the important decisions and be able to focus on getting the team ready for Saturday. So hence we wanted a top coach.
A system that's worked very well all over Europe.
Yeah, it tends to work in most other European countries. I know there's a bit of skepticism in this country about it. But certainly, you know, Spain, Germany, France, Italy, Holland, they very much run with a technical director, a sporting director, whatever you want to call them.
Obviously, when it comes to bringing in new players, we've seen what happens here before. You're a prime figure in that movement.
Well, my job is to get options for Steve, really. We have a team of scouts, and I spend a lot of time out looking at games and players as well, as do our scouts, and they work very hard on that. But I've said it many times before, Tom, that there's absolutely no point whatsoever the club signing a player that the head coach doesn't like, because only one thing will happen, they won't play. So it's the biggest waste of money and resources going. So every single one of our head coaches has bought into which players that we sign. Between us, we come up with some suitable options that I think we can get. Either will be available or, you know, we can get at the right time. And we go through that list. Steve and I, it was Roy and I, it was Robbie and I, it was Tony and I. We'll go through that list and hopefully make the right decision.
That system has brought in the Odden Wingies, the Malumbus. It's brought in those sort of quality players.
Yeah, of course, we've got some wrong as well, you know, like any club in the country. And, you know, they've not all been successes, but I think we've probably got more right than wrong, which enables the club to get a foot in the Premier League and, you know, hopefully stay and build on what we've achieved over the last 2 or 3 years with the various players and staff and head coaches and everybody else that's associated with the club.
You know, firstly, the fans will be saying, will he be able to freshen up the team? Will he be able to change things? And I'm going to ask you that question based on, you know, sometimes in the Premier League, you sometimes have to freshen things up just to stand still. And I know he wants to improve on what happened last year.
Sure. And we made some decisions. We made some tough decisions in the summer. We freed up quite a few players. Mm-hmm. So as it stands at the moment, we've got 20 senior players. Mm-hmm. So there's room to manoeuvre and there's room to bring some in. Which is one of the reasons we did it towards the end of last season, to allow the new head coach to, you know, a little bit more room to manoeuvre. So we've got, you know, 20 senior players. So of course we have to bring in a couple more anyway. So Steve will have a chance to stamp his own personality on the team, and I'll have a chance to wheel and deal, and you know, hopefully strengthen the squad even further.
Just a little bit about two players that spring to mind. One we're hearing this morning, according to the Sky TV people, that Jonas Olsen's on his way to West Ham after the Euros.
Right, well, it's news to us. Jonas is still under contract, so, you know, if West Ham or anybody else want to buy Jonas Olsen, then they have to get in touch with us, but they'll be met with very stern resistance. You know, Jonas is a key player for us and he's not for sale.
So there's no truth in any approach at all?
No other club has contacted me about Jonas, no.
And what about Ben Foster? Obviously, he's made his feelings known. Absolutely loves playing at West Bromwich Albion, enjoys working for the club. Could that happen?
Yeah, we're in talks with Birmingham City now. We'd like to think we can get a deal. Obviously, the price has got to be right for us and the deal's got to be right for Birmingham, you know. So hopefully we can find some common ground. If not, we'll have to move on, and so will Birmingham. But I would hope the two clubs will be able to come to some sort of deal, yeah.